As we begin to learn, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Masech Damatzis, and as the Gemara points out, the Masechta does not begin by discussing the halachas of Makis. The Masechta begins by discussing the halachas of Edom Zomimim. It is interesting to point out some introductory remarks regarding Makis. The Medrash Tanchuma teaches us that the Torah says that we give 40 Makis. So ask the Medrash, where does the number 40 come from? So the Medrash says that an individual, a body, is created after 40 days. So if somebody did an Aveira for which there is a Chiv Makis, so he, the human being that was created in 40 days, violated a din in the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu after 40 days in Shemayim, and therefore his onus should be 40 makis. And the Medrash continues to teach us that we find such a concept by the Marishan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he should not eat from the Eitz Hadas. And after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was punished. And the punishment involved, says the Medrash, again, the number 40. Adam received 10 klolos. Chava received 10 klolos. The Nachash received 10 klolos. And the earth received 10 claws for a total of 40. So we see from here, says the Medrash, that the number 40 is very much associated with someone who does an Aveira, and that's why it is 40 Malkus. So the question that comes up is that, of course, Bezman Hazeh, we don't have Malkus, we don't have Bezdin, we don't have all of these halachas. And the question is there still a halacha in any way of Makis Bezman Hazeh? So, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed, has a discussion around this issue, and he says that there's a Tshuvas Ruma who quotes Achroinim B'Tshuvasehem, who say that if somebody did an Aveira Bezman Hazeh for which there is an Einish Malkus, he should give Aboim Zehuvim, should give 40 gold pieces in place of receiving Malkus. And the Ramah goes to say that that's not a firm halacha. Rather, the Ramah says that it's in the Bezdin's place to determine what punishment a person who did such an Aveira should receive in order to lemigdar milsa, in order to make sure that people don't, this individual and others, don't do this Aveira again. So the Ramah is teaching us that there is no Malkus Bezman Hazeh. Rather, there is a concept of paying mamon in the place of Malkus. And it's interesting to point out that the Bi'ah HaGro in Choshe Mishpat Simen Beis Sifkot Yud brings a source that paying a fine, so to speak, could be in the place of Malkus, because the Bi'ah HaGro says that the Gemara Masechta Ksuvos Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, we see in the Gemara over there, the Gemara uses the word Mammon and Malkus interchangeably. So we see, based on that Gra, that if one is Chayiv Malkus, instead of giving him the Malkus, we maybe should punish him by having to have to pay a fine. The Nachla Shiva seemingly also follows that approach. And the Nachla Shiva says that a Bezdin could decide to give a fine in the place of Malkus, but the Nachla Shiva points out that the Beis Din should determine for every situation what is the appropriate fine. It depends on the situation, and it depends on the financial status of the individual who did the Aveira, and all of that should be taken into consideration when giving a punishment to someone who's Chayiv Malkus Bezman Hazeh, but of course we can't give it because there is Beis Din doesn't have that ability. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen in Ohr Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Zayin, brings down a minig that should be done on Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol and Simen Vav, Tafrei Zayin Simen Vav, Kol HaKol Loike Malkus Aboim, Achat Tfilas Mincha, after Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur, everybody receives Malkus. The Shulchan Aruch says 40, the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't mean 40, it means 39. Shmitoich Kach Yitein Aliboi Loshem Aver Shabayodai. This will be a way that a person should do tshuva. And the Mishnah Berurah right away points out, the Malkus that's being given doesn't represent the Malkus that we're going to be discussing in this Masechta. The Malkus is just a way for a person to realize that he did Averis and he has to do tshuva. Hagon continues the Ramah to say, V'nagah shanilka, oime viduyim, b'shah shanilka. When the Malkus is being administered, the person who's receiving the Malkus should say, Hashamnu begadnu. V'malka oimer, and the person who gives the Malkus says, V'hu rachim chapar ovim, sholosh pomim, shem lehem mitevs, tevis kenegim, b'amitas malachas. Lamatas Makis. There are 13 words in the Pasuk of Yerurachim. 13 times 3 equal 39. Nirmah continues with Nahagul Lahalkas Pritzul Kaldahu. We don't really give strong Malkus, as we're going to learn in Amasechta. The Malkus that were given were quite severe. Then Rak Zikaron Lamalkus. This is only a Zikaron for the Malkus. V'yikal with Tsuga Shel Egel, continues the mother, should use a leather strap from a calf. Aderech Shrema Yoda Shar Kaneu V'ami La Yoda Shmai V'anilka La Yam V'la Yeshir. The person receiving the Malkus shouldn't stand or sit. Rak Moita, he should be leaning down. Panav L'tzofa V'achorev L'dorim, His face facing the north, his back the south. Mr. Brewer says that some say just the opposite. The main point is that he shouldn't be facing Mizrach, where there is the Shechina. The Mr. Brewer also goes on to say that there's a purpose to do specifically the face to the north, because the Pasuk says mitzafan, that the Averus Zav Yasa, the money comes from the Tzafon, from the north side, and that we know many Averis emanate from a person being misled by money, and therefore he should realize that his desire to be involved in money is what caused him to do this Avera. It's interesting to note that the Pais can say already from the Arizal that the Arizal was not makbid on the Sminig. The Arizal was not makbid on the Sminig, and even in time when Minig, if they did give Malkus, they never gave more than 4 Malkus, Keneged the Shem Havaya Yudke Vovke. I also saw that the Kaf HaChaim says that we're not noig to do this, specifically not to give these Malkus on Erev Yom Kippur, because the Erev Yom Kippur is a Yontif, and it's inappropriate that in a day that's Yontif is a day we should give Malkus. So, as we started this year, it's obvious that's the opinion of the Ramah, of the Nachla Shiva, of other Paiskim, that if somebody did an Aveira for which he's Chayiv Malkus, the Ramah's opinion is that Beis Din should give a fine. The Chassam Sofer, in the Shaila of Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Oir Chaim, Simin Kuf Ayin Hey, takes a different approach. He says that if somebody's Chayiv Malkus, and again, we can't give Malkus Bizman Azeh, he seems to take the approach that money is not the way to punish the individual. Rather, the better way of punishing him is through tainus. He discusses their situation where there was a Gabbai Tzedaka who was accused of having an inappropriate relationship, and the Gabbai ultimately admitted that indeed he had this inappropriate relationship, and he was removed from his position. And the Chassam Sofer discusses over there what should be the appropriate way for the Gabbai to do tshuva. So he says, of course we know that, as the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva teaches us, the steps for doing tshuva are azivas achet, deciding that he won't do this aver anymore, charot to believe, regretting the averus that he did, and vidui bepeh, and saying vidui. But the Chassam Sofer says that even if we see that a person did all of these different things, it may not be that he was sincere. And as the Gemara says, sometimes as part of the tshuva process, yelech lemakim shemakir noisoi, he should go to a place where people don't know him. And he continues to say that part of the yisurim, part of a person having a kapara, is him having yisurim. In fact, we know the Gemara says it. We're going to learn it in our Masechta. Chayiv ikrisa shalaku. If somebody did an aveir for which Rachman Tzlon does a chiv karis, and he gets malchus, the halach is that if they did shoot, that would work. So what's the pshat? So he says the pshat is because by them receiving malchus, that is the way he has a kapara. So here too, he says, it may not be enough that the person went through the tshuva process. He should also accept upon himself Lama Testanius, 39 Tanesim, equal to the 39 Malkus that a person received if he's Chas V'Shalom Chayiv Malkus. And what's most important, says the Chassam Sofer, is the Yirba B'Tfila U'B'Tachnunim. He should daven. And we hope and we know that when a Jew davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear his Tfila, accept his Tfila, accept his Tshuva, and he will be on the right path.